You know, Christmas has so many little pieces that are important, no matter how small. Every parent has tried to assemble a toy that has 6 bags of pieces and an instruction manual with 47 pages of instructions. Add an eager 4-year-old helping to open those bags and spread out all those parts, and you've got the excitement of Christmas. It's easy to lose a piece or two and all that, isn't it? Cover everything up with crumpled Christmas wrapping paper, and many a piece could end up in the recycle bin. It's often the piece that's really needed is right at the center of the toy. But what if the missing piece is more than that one tiny square of plastic? What if it's, for instance, a diamond that's just been given in an engagement ring with all the promises of love and life together? What if that diamond suddenly is missing from the ring? Well, somehow it fell out and was lost amongst the paper and the boxes, the plastic and the directions. Oh yeah, you stop everything and start looking. We need to find that diamond. That's our situation in Christmas. Christmas comes with God's wonderful news of a lasting relationship, the peace that joins us with Him for all time. In all the excitement of Christmas, we might miss that most precious diamond and have only the outward setting, but not the treasure of His love and peace. We can find many small pieces this Christmas, but only one piece, one treasure is needed. That's what completes our Star of Peace. If you've been here throughout the midweek services, and it's not mandatory that you're here to understand what's happening, we've walked through Advent with the 5 points of the star. You can see it on the cover of your bulletin. Seeking peace in so many directions. We've imagined that peace can be found if we just get enough possessions. Or peace may come if we're just able to escape far enough away in a retreat, or to lock out our past and leave it way behind. We've tried to find peace in having control of our world, and we've tried to find our purpose in directing others. But in each case, God stops us before we get too far on a hopeless tangent. At each point of the star, God gives us His own distinct peace. Left to ourselves, we would go off on a search that would never end. There will never be enough stuff or distance or control, but with Him, we find peace, lasting peace, here and now. That's especially true today. Our peace is in the treasure of the manger. When we highlight the center of our Christmas star pictured on the cover of the bulletin, the star becomes a picture of the manger. Use your imagination. In the center of that manger is the diamond of His gift. Finding peace is not seeking a needle in a haystack. Peace is finding the diamond of God's Son in the straw of the manger. The diamond is the infant Son of God. He isn't lost in the manger. He purposely made the manger His home so that He could be found. Who else would do this but God? We treasure our important gifts and know where they are. I can't even, in my wildest dreams, imagine a woman who had just gotten an engagement ring on Christmas, how she could lose it. She's not taking it off. She's not risking any harm to it. And don't ask her to wash the dishes. That diamond is the center of her world, and she's going to keep it safe. God's treasure has come to be the center of our world. What a wonder that our God puts the center of the universe, His Son, into the setting of a manger and stable. He doesn't put Him safely in the most high holy place in Jerusalem temple. He doesn't place Him like a diamond set in gold, as if on a throne as of a king. He doesn't have Him hover over us. All of those would make sense as the greatness of this gift should be seen and protected. The Son of God coming to the world rightly comes with the brilliant light of the glory of God and the chorus of angels singing, "It is right, the shepherds, that shepherds along with us hear them and are completely stunned by the brightness and the message of a Savior born to the world," as we sung in the previous hymn. But that outward glory is brought into one small, almost hidden spot, the manger within the stable. There we find the great gift of peace, like a diamond set within the arms of a manger. Who would have thought that the diamond of God's peace would be found embedded in a manger? That infant Son of God, so small that He could be ignored by many, has become and is our hope for peace. And to make sure that we find this treasure, let's take a journey with the shepherds. They heard the news of the birth, and they must have dashed off to find the stable and manger. Now let's picture them as they come to the stable, perhaps at the sound of a baby within. What a moment as they suddenly filled the doorway and saw Mary and Joseph and the baby. I doubt that Mary and Joseph would have had any warning that the shepherds were coming. The peace of those first moments with their son must have been heavenly. The long journey and the difficult finding a place to rest. But now the birth is done and their son is with them. All is rest and peace at last. But not for long. Because suddenly there were shepherds, really rough-clothed men, breathless from a race down the hill. Can you imagine that? They filled the doorway, jostling a bit to get the best view. Imagine the questions and the excitement. They may have asked, "Is that the one? Do you know who He is? Do you know what we've just heard?" Angels, a whole sky full of them. Oh, the stories one could tell. Mary likely told them the story of the angel Gabriel coming to her. And Joseph could recount the dreams that gave him reassurance. The shepherds could then recall every word of the angel's message and the whole choir's song. My friends, we're invited to hear that story again as we have every Christmas. Perhaps we're like the shepherds who filled the stable that night. I expect that all of them wanted to get inside the stable no matter how crowded. I wonder if they were even allowed to hold the baby Jesus. Mary, imagine, carefully handing the infant Jesus into the arms of a shepherd, quite frankly, is too staggering a picture to imagine. Shepherds were rough-handed men, but they knew how to hold infant lambs. Now picture one holding the newborn Lamb of God, the very Son of God. As He held the infant, did He speak to him, telling him of the angels that had come to announce His birth? Before he can get the whole story, another angel nudges him and says, "Hey, it's my turn. Let every shepherd have his moment with the child, a moment that will last a lifetime." You know, we can be in that picture. Put yourself in the back of all those rows of shepherds, one of the last to squeeze into the stable. Eventually, the first ones slip out of the door, and we are the ones left with Mary and Joseph and Jesus. Now we're in Christmas worship, taking the place of the shepherds, being the next generation to fill the stable and to hold the infant in our minds. It's endless patience on the Lord's part that lets each of us hold that long and lasting Christmas moment. Remember now how we turned the star into a manger for our illustration today? But now the arms of the manger are briefly replaced. The arms of the manger are now your arms as you hold the infant Savior. Look at him. See the peace, the gift of peace that the angels declared. Here is peace to the world. Not a mere wish, but the living Christ child who instigated and produced his birth in such a way. He came so that he could be held in the arms of the manger, in the arms of his mother, in the arms of shepherd, in the arms of all people. In our pursuit of peace in this darkened, depressing, oppressing world, the baby Jesus held in your arms of faith is always the answer. Christ is the peace that passes all understanding, but he is also the peace that perfectly understands you and me, since he came to be one of us. His peace ends our hopeless pursuits for possessions and power. His peace is the Lamb of God, the infant son held in mother's arms, held by shepherds, and that same Savior held by us. Here is the gift of God, the diamond of his relationship with us, and the treasure in the arms of a manger. What the Advent season has promised is absolutely ours today, which happens also to be Christmas Eve. Let's celebrate this day with joy and thanksgiving. Amen.